This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We are not waiting is the rallying cry of a do-it-yourself movement within the diabetes community. These people are frustrated with the slow pace of innovations that could make their illness easier to manage, and they're ready to take matters into their own hands. For the past 2 years, they've used social media to amplify their voices, and along with the hashtag have come successes toward improving diabetes care. For example, they've pushed several big players in the diabetes treatment market to forego proprietary software and to support open source platforms. And some are taking things a step further. They are developing the kinds of treatment tools they'd like to have available themselves. I talked to one of them, Brian Maslisch. He is Chief Technology Officer at Bigfoot Medical. The company works on diabetes care devices. But this was a dramatic and fairly recent career change for him. It happened because he has two loved ones living with type 1 diabetes.
Well, I have to admit, until my son was diagnosed, my wife, Sarah, capably managed her diabetes without a whole lot of input from me. But it was once my son was diagnosed and I was in the driver's seat of his care that I realized how unsophisticated the tools that we had were.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, there was a lot of data that was produced by a number of different devices, blood glucose meters, continuous glucose monitors, that's generated by the person's diagnostic information, and then you need to take that and use that information to somehow create a therapy decisions for your insulin pump or your injection needles. And there was no way to combine the two to mitigate some of the cognitive effort that went into dosing decisions.
I called up Brian's wife, pediatrician Sarah Kimball. They just moved to Palo Alto, and I asked her to describe what managing her diabetes was like.
I counted every carb that I ate. When I was only 12, I memorized lists of carb counts. And so I would count carbs every time I ate anything, and I would also dose my insulin off those estimates. But I would test my blood sugar very frequently during the day, about 12 times a day, just to be able to do the micromanaging, to be able to bring my blood sugar down if it was a little bit too high, to be able to bring it up into a normal range if I was at risk of going hypoglycemic. It was always in the back of my mind, whether I was counting the carbs or, you know, figuring out how much insulin I had on board from a meal and thinking about, well, what activity am I going to be doing? Am I going to be running? Am I going to be seeing a patient? Am I going to be driving? It was just a constant movie running in the back of my brain.
So this is what Sarah's husband, Brian, wanted to change. And the fact that he didn't really know the first thing about medical devices or diabetes management didn't stop him.
Well, my background's in quantitative finance. I was fortunate to be in a position to have the abilities and the time and some tangible resources to redirect my efforts to developing tools to improve their care and leveraging technologies that existing siloed technologies and pulling them together, first for remote monitoring to be able to see their glucose remotely, primarily for my son, and then taking that data, turning into a forecast and a therapy decision support help, and then finally an automated insulin delivery system that my wife and son have been successfully using for almost 3 years now.
What does the system look like physically?
Well, the prototype system that my wife and son are using is leveraging existing medical devices. The first is a continuous glucose monitor, which consists of a small sensor that's placed in the subcutaneous tissue that resides on top of your skin, and then there's a thin wire underneath it. And then similarly, there's an insulin pump, which delivers the insulin therapy. Similarly, has a small tube placed underneath your skin, but the pump is an external pump with a small tube that infuses the insulin from the pump into the individual wearing it. And then what I added was a control algorithm and connectivity via a smartphone, where the smartphone is able to talk to the sensor, read what the glucose level is, incorporate the glucose data and insulin dosing data, and determine how to adjust the insulin therapy being given by the insulin pump in an automatic fashion.
Brian's wife, Sarah Kimball, told me it was hard at first to relinquish control over her insulin measuring and dosing to an automated system, but it's made a huge difference.
It meant that I could wake up every morning with a perfect blood sugar It meant that I could sleep at night and not worry about myself or my son becoming hyper or hypoglycemic. And it took away a lot of the micromanaging that I did during the day for both of us. So that was truly revolutionary.
Brian Maslisch is now working to take the system he's created for his wife and son to market. Bigfoot Medical is starting its first clinical trial this year, and he says his goal is to see diabetes management fade into the background of people's lives.